to go and say, look, I don't need the Yad Hashem, I'm going to go by Teva. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves him, the Lashon uses, into the hands of Teva. Leaves him into Teva. And that obviously poses a major problem. Because we started off by saying that everything that happens to a person happens to him by Yad Hashem. So the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, turns out and says, okay, you want Teva, I'll leave you into the hands of nature, you carry on your normal way, then it doesn't make sense. How does it work? How does this work? We didn't quite explain. He just brings down here, as on the last line on that first Tof Lama Dalad, he says, Misnag Hashem Yisboi Itokach, Sheke'ilu Rak Mikre HaTeva Shol Timboi. It's as if the events of Shol of the Teva are those which rule over him, V'hu Mufka, and he has left open the Pige HaTeva to those things which the Teva and the nature throws up to him. Kach Bir Menar Go'an Rab Desla. To solve. If we look at that, we didn't clarify that as much as it should be clarified at all. So, it's like this. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Adam Rishon was in the Gan Eden, and everything that he had, everything that he wanted, was given to him on a plate, literally. The Malachim came and fed him, they gave him their wine, they gave him the meat. In other words, all the want that he needed, everything that he needed, the Gashmius was there completely. There was no necessity of him to do anything. He didn't even have to put his hand up to pick the apple from the tree. The Malach would give it to him and cut it up nicely and peel it for him on a plate. Here is the apple. Here's the thing, everything you wanted. After the chait of Adam Rishon came into a matzav of Bechira. He came into a situation where he could make a free choice. He made the choice the wrong way in that time in the Eitz Hadas, and therefore the Baruch Hashem said, from now on you will be cursed. B'zeh asapech otoich alecha. In other words, you're not going to get anything from this world without putting in something for it. There's going to be a sibba or masayva. What you put in, that's what you get out. If you work in your field, you plow it, you harvest it, and then you put in the seeds in the ground and it grows, that you'll get something to eat. And if you sit back and watch television all day, then the field won't grow and you won't have anything to eat. So in other words, the Baruch Shem puts in this concept of hishtadlus. You've got to do something in order to get something back. That was the curse of Adam Rishon that he had. Obviously, this goes through all our lives as well. Now, why did the Baruch Shem do this, I don't know. But what the subsequent result of this is, that a person begins to think, and a person begins to feel, that what he is doing actually produces results. And that the Ribbono Shel Olam is out of the picture now. I plant the seeds, I water the ground, I see it grow, I come along and harvest it, and I grind the corn, and I've got my flour, and I make my bread. We're doing it all ourselves. So therefore, who made the bread? Me. And so on, in all areas of our lives, the Sibba Masoiva, the cause and the result is me. I put the work into it, I get out something. Every parent will tell your child, if you work hard in school, you'll get results. And if you don't work hard in school, you won't get results. Sibba Masoiva. And therefore, what we've done here is we've taken this curse of Adam Rishon and we've made it into a situation where, in fact, we've pushed the Ribbono Shel Olam completely out of the way. Whereas the Ribbono Shel Olam wants it to be, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to recognize that the real cause is the Ribbono Shel Olam, the real effect is the Ribbono Shel Olam, with the Hester, it's completely hidden. Completely hidden. So now, depending on the level by which a person is prepared to seek the Hester of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to pull the mask back, and he goes out to his field, yes, I'm planting the seeds, but Ribbono Shel Olam, give me the rain that it should grow. Ribbono Shel Olam, the harvest has come out, make sure that there's no disease in there and there's no locust to come along and eat it. So in other words, I'm prepared to put into what I do an element of, I'm doing this, but I want the Ribbono Shel Olam there as well. I'm going to the doctor, but I'm davening to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam, make this doctor the right shaliach in order to put the cure to me. Not that the doctor can make the cure. And so on and so forth, right the way through one's ways. But if a person doesn't want to do that, then what is he left with? He's left with the pigge hazaman, as he calls it here. What's going on? The outer sibba masoiva, there's no Ribbono Shel Olam here. You rely on what is happening in your life, and that's it completely. And you don't see the Ribbono Shel Olam at all. So if you don't want to see the Ribbono Shel Olam, then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, I'll hide. But not that I'm taking away my input into what's going on. Just you won't recognize it. You won't see it. And you'll get so engrossed in what you're doing that you'll come to believe that you are the master of what is happening in your life. The more you open your eyes, the more you'll see. That means, though, that when we come to what we started off with, that the person knocks his nail into the wall and he hits his finger instead of the nail, that this is from the Minas Shamayim. The truth is, yes, it is Minas Shamayim. No shailas. But on the other hand, the person who's knocking the nail can say, ah, Ribbono Shel Olam, what did I do to deserve this? Or why has this happened? We'll come to that at a later stage into the whys and the wherefores. But at this stage, Ribbono Shel Olam. Or you can turn around and say, I am a shmerel. Or his wife will say to him, you idiot, you, why didn't you knock it into the nail properly instead of knocking your fingernail? That's your own fault. You should have been more careful as you did it. So whichever way you look at it, this person is there. Thinking a lot about this. I came to Moscow because the marshal, loud after the one there, person goes along, he chips up over the paper. And he hurts himself, he bangs himself, he turns. You ask him, why did you fall on the floor? Well, they look at the paving stone, and there's a couple of inches there, that one paving stone is higher than the other, and I'm going to call up the council, and I'm going to sue them because they got a bit, right? All are falling over the... Is this from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Is it not from the Ribbono Shel Olam? Has the Ribbono Shel Olam caused this to happen or not? The Gemara says, Hakovi de Shemayim, chutz mitzinu apachin. A person catches a cold. He goes out into the cold weather and he doesn't put a coat on. And he goes out and he gets catches a cold, catches a chill, whatever it is. From the Ribbono Shel Olam? Not from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Where's going on here? Where do we see this? The point is as follows. They said, if we look at the Rishonim, look at the Ramban, Rabbeinu Bechai, even the Rambam as well in one place, they all seem to say that there are different levels of Hashgacha, of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menahig the individual. If a person is a Tzaddik Gomor, i.e., everything he does is on the highest level and says, I can see, I feel, I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is guiding my life in all aspects of my life. I know this, I feel it, and I run my life according to that. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam is there as his Tzaddik Gomor, and in everything he does, he can see, he can feel, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will be directly to him. On the other end of the scale is the Rosho, who doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam in anything. He's got to this level, as we just said, he's totally reliant on himself and on other people to set up his whole way of life. So he doesn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, I leave you alone, you do it your way. I'm there, I'm doing it, but you will never see me. Because you don't want to see me. You can't find. Something big might happen. Your son says, oh, Gewalt, the Ribbono Shel Olam is busy here. Some tragedy happens and they say, oh, the Ribbono Shel Olam is involved here. But when I win the pools or I win the lottery, you don't think, oh, I chose a good number here. It was me who did it. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, okay, that's the one who wicked, you do it. So if you trip up over the stone in the thing, think very clearly it wasn't me who did it, it was you who did it, you fell over. Therefore, you can sue the council if you want, whether you get the money or not at their face. But it's up to you to do what you want because that is your way of looking at life. If we imagine you've got a household, you've got children there. And children, when they go playing, and they don't put the toys away, and they leave the toys all over the floor. So when you go into the room after the children have been there, you make sure, you look down on the floor to make sure that there's nothing that you're treading on, nothing to trip up over. What happens? There's a power cut. And you go into this room. And you trip over the toys there. Whose decision is it for you to go into that room knowing full well that there are mechshelim, that there are things on the floor which you can trip up over? Why did you go into the room? If you went into the room, why didn't you take a torch with you? Why didn't you look where you are going? Your own fault. Very nice, it's your own fault. No, it's not. Because the toys were there at the beginning. The toys are there, they are michshol. But what happens is, why is that michshol there? Because everyone knows children use toys around. Why did you go in the room without looking, without taking a torch? Because you thought you could go in there and you know exactly where the toys are and you'll tread very carefully. Your cop led you astray. The Ribbono Shel Olam put the Mechsholim down, but you don't see them. And when you fall over the toys, you say, oh, that son of mine who left his toys in the middle of the road. You won't think to yourself, hang on a minute, the Ribbono Shel Olam is sending me a message here, or the Ribbono Shel Olam wants me to know about this. In everything we do, person never got a bad stomach. But he likes nice food. He picks up a box of food, whatever it is, sweets, whatever, what's the time? And he starts eating them, and he goes through the box, and never, he suffers terribly. And his wife says to him, hang on a minute, you know you've got a soft stomach, you know you've got this disease, or get a matter, or get a dose. Why didn't you read the ingredients on the packet, where all the allergens are nice, bold letters, so they say nowadays, and you could have seen exactly what you were doing. You saw the michshel there, and you didn't take any notice of it. Why? Because you thought, I can do this. This is what it means. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the big bold letters there. He is there. You don't want to read it. You don't want to see it. You're not prepared to take a torch with you to look where the michshel in my life. So the Ribbono Shel Olam says, carry on. But on the other hand, you've got a bad boich. You've got bad stomach, you've got some sort of infection, whatever it is, and you have allergens which the Ribbono Shel Olam made and allergic to you, allergic to them, and them allergic to you. I don't see this. The wife doesn't see it. What we do, I shouldn't have eaten it. Nebuch, I shouldn't have eaten it. Full stop. I've got something wrong with me. This is what it means. HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves it to the Pigei HaTeva, because you're so engrossed in your Sibur Masoibur, your cause and effect of a natural world. Therefore, you've done the Ribbono Shel Olam out of it, even though the Ribbono Shel Olam made this in the first place. The Ribbono Shel Olam set the scene. He left it there for you. He gave you an opportunity to say no, but you didn't. You went straight on, you did what you wanted to do. That is HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaving it to the Pigei HaTeva. Because in reality, the Desla explains this very clearly. The Desla explains, whether there's Ribbono Shel Olam here or Teva or nature, there is no distinction between the two. Because nature is also, Sibur Masoibur also is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kala Olam Kuloi, Ein Lo Shum Sibur. There is no other cause in anything in this world, in this universe, other than the Ribbono Shel Olam's wishes and desires. Urutsoinoi, and what is his will? That is he, what he does and how he leads the world. And everything that he does comes from him. That which we call Hanes, we call it a miracle, is because something out of the ordinary, something unusual, something which I can't, if you like, attach to the normal cause and effect. It's out of the ordinary. It's beyond the cause and effect area. Even though I might try to do the Ribbono Shel Olam out of the world completely. We're not talking about the Rishon who don't want to see the Ribbono Shel Olam at all. They're not interested in the Ribbono Shel Olam, therefore they'll find a natural, in inverted commas, cause for everything that happens. Halavai nish the Ribbono Shel Olam. We can't have him here. This is not within the normal, what you call it, curriculum, to have a Ribbono Shel Olam. It doesn't fit. So we'll try that way. But normal people will have to take on, yes, of course there's a Ribbono Shel Olam in the world, but he leaves it to me to get on with my daily life. A major happening, then I'll see the Ribbono Shel Olam there. But in reality, even the daily happenings, that is also the only difference between Nes and Teva, according to the majority of people, is frequency of occurrence. In reality, though, there's no such thing as Teva, because us is the Ribbono Shel Olam. So having said that, that which the Ribbono Shel Olam says here, or Chaim Friedlander says here, that he talks about here, as was, that a person is left, kemikre hakteva, keilu, as if, that is left open to what the natural world will throw out for him. Who omnom yire rakteva, he'll only see natural causes and effect. Avle emesi, shashem yisperch menaheges hateva. The Ribbono Shel Olam is the one who leads the teva along, who sees it. Ela kalape odom zeh, but this person, who mistate hashem yisperch patoch hateva, the Ribbono Shel Olam hides himself in the natural events of the world, Hester Godel, a great secrecy. You don't see him. Avomisha b'teach b'shem yisbach, uboroloi, and it's clear, that when a person takes every footstep, comes on the Ribbono Shel Olam, then Yad Hashem is part. Then his whole outlook will be to see the Yad Hashem in everything that goes on. He will look not for the natural cause and effect, but what's the Yad Hashem here? Because that the Ben Shlom is running the Teva as he wishes to. This is the words of the Ramban. The famous Ramban at the end of Parshas Bo, that there's no distinction between Moshe Rabbeinu. Everything, a person has to believe that everything, b'chol devreinu mekreinu, shekulam nisim, whether they're open or secret, ein b'hem teva minik shalom, there's nothing. Bein b'rabim, bein b'yochi. The only thing is that there's a Ramban, which again, which was when we started off on, contradicts this. The Ramban in Iyov, the Ramban in Bechukosai, the Ramban in Bereishis, in Lech Lecha, says something different. He says, Taka, that for the Tzadik Gomor, there's Hashgacha Protis, the Ben Shlem looks after everything that he does, but for the general population, there's Hashgacha Kloris. The Ben Shlem doesn't look after the individual. But this is exactly what he's saying here. The answer is exactly what we've just said now. Then the difference between the two is the Gabe, the Tzadik Gomor, who looks for the Ribbono Shlolem, therefore he sees the Ribbono Shlolem in every stage, and therefore the Ribbono Shlolem, if you like, does his wishes, because he knows the Ribbono Shlolem, and therefore he says, please God, before I do anything, thank you God, after I've done something. So Ribbono Shlolem, there's a guy who says, please and thank you, I'll give him extra money, whatever he wants, whatever he needs to run his life. Whatever he davens for will answer. Whatever he's misspelled for will answer. And therefore the pig he has man tripping up over the pavement will not be in his area at all, because he wants me to look after him. I'll look after him. But the fellow who does not want, the fellow who knows the Ribbono Shel Olam, but he doesn't want to be involved in the Ribbono Shel Olam in all his daily life, the Ribbono Shel Olam says, you're not involving me, you're not saying, please God, thank you God, therefore carry on as you want. Go on.
Would that explain Tzadik Noral?
To a certain level, to a certain degree. Yes.
Because you're saying, as you invest, yeah, so you will reap.
That's correct.
So you can invest and things don't turn out as you want them.
Now, that's what I said at the beginning. The why of what happens, that we haven't discussed yet. That's a separate level. And also, go further, what we're talking about here all is what happens to the individual on his own. He trips up over the pavement, he trips up over the toys, he bangs his nose, he bangs his finger, he's doing it for himself. But what happens if another person is involved? How does that fit into this? Somebody else comes along and trips him up. Somebody else drives his car straight into him. Somebody else comes along and punches him on the nose. How do I deal with that aspect of it? Where does that come into it? Is it any better for the tzaddik or the rosha? Where and how does that come into this thing? So for this, we go to a maisa. We'll go to Sefer Chinuch. Sefer Chinuch says on the mitzvah of the love of lo sikoy, you shouldn't take revenge. Somebody comes along and punches you on the nose, you don't react. I'll punch him back on the nose. Just as he did to me, so I will do as you wish. So it tells us, Kolema, Shenimna, we should be prevented, Milakachas Nakoma Miyasur. Don't take any revenge on Yisrael. Venyinu, Kugon Shisur, Shahora, Oitzalach Aveira, Bechmut Choladvam. Another Jewish person causes him harm, causes him pain, any way it's possible. And most people in the world, he says, they won't desist from finding a possible way of doing harm to the other person. Tit for tat. You did to me, I'll do back for you. This is the general reaction to somebody harming you. And he brings down the case. If somebody comes along and says to him, lend me your chopper, I need to go out and cut down some trees in order to get some firewood. And the fellow says, I'm sorry, I'm not lending it to you. I need it. It's blunt. It's no good. I can't lend it to you. And all the excuses in the world. Tomorrow, this fellow, the first fellow, goes to the other fellow and says, I need your saw. Can you lend me your saw? She says, a saw? No, I'm sorry, I haven't got a saw. But you had one last year, but I lent it, I didn't get it back. It's hidden down there. And you didn't lend me, I'm not lending you. That is nekoma, basic reaction to being jealous or revenge against somebody. So then the kinnach, as per usual, goes down to Shiroshe HaMitzvah. What's the root of this mitzvah? Why are we commanded this specifically? And he says like this: Sheyeda ha'odom, A person should know, for yitzen elibo and take to heart, ki kol asher yikreyu, that everything that happens to him, mitoiv adra, whether it's good or bad, husibo, this is the cause, shetovoi olav, which has come upon him, me'eis Hashem yivorchu, come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. U'miyad ha'odo, miyad ish ochiv, as the Pasuk says in Bereishis, to Adam and Ishmael. And to Noach, after the Mabul. Lo yeh dovo, there cannot be anything built in Utsayin Hashem Baruch Hu without his wishes. Al kein, kushit sarehu, if a person harms you, o yachivu ha'odam, or will bring him pain, yeda benafshoi, he should know, ki avoynoisov gormu, that his own avoynois, his own sins, gormu have caused this. We will come to explain that there are other causes as well. But there's a definite cause to it. V'Hashem Yisbach Goza Olavakach, and this has been a decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'lo yosim machshavosov, and therefore he shouldn't make any thought, linko mimenu, how can I get my own back on him? Ki hu ein asibus ra'osai, because that fellow is not the cause of the harm that has come to you or the pain that has been inflicted on you. Ki ha'oven, what you have done yourself, hu ha'masavev, that's what caused it.
Even though he made a choice to do it to you.
But now you're talking about Bechira of the other person.
Yeah.
I'm talking about not there yet. Okay. Talking about the individual. David HaMelech, as David HaMelech said. What did David HaMelech say? Here we bring down the following story from David, from Nach, from Shmuel Beis, to Zion. David HaMelech was running away from after the rebellion of Avshalom, running away from Shaul HaMelech, who taken over. And he says he came to a place, he's running away there, and he came to a place called Bachurim, which was one of the areas, one of the towns that belonged to Shevet Binyamin, which is Shaul HaMelech's part of it. So David HaMelech was from Yehuda, Binyamin was over there, and they came to this town called Bachurim. And Rehinim Misham Ish Yotzei, a fellow comes out of the town, Mishpachas Beis Shaul, one of Shaul HaMelech's Mishpacha, Hushmayan, his name was Shimi ben Geva. That was his name. And he came out of the town, he sees David HaMelech with his men there, and he starts cursing him. Umakalil. And he starts cursing him, and he throws stones at him, and he said, David and his king, everyone who was there. And this is what Shimi said. Say, say, Ishadom, you are a man of blood, go away from here. Ishab Liyal, you are a man without a yoke of heaven. Hey Shivolech Hashem, the Ibanisham should repay you. Kol Demei Beishol. All the blood of the house of Shaul, Asher Molach Totachta, that you have taken over the rulership from him, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu pushed Shaul aside, and Shmuel had not been appointed David to be king. Vayitzin Hashem es Hamilucha, and now, just to prove how wrong you were, the Ribbono Shel has given over the kingdom, not to you, but Yad Avshalom Banecha, your son Avshalom, who's taken over rebellion against his father. It's all your own fault, your evil. He is your man of blood. Now, David had a big, strong guy called Avisha ben Tsruya, and the family of Ben Tsruya. Big, strong guy called Avisha, Yoav, his big brother, a big guy, strong guy. They were top of the range soldiers. And Avisha ben Tsruya says to the king, Loma yekalel hakelev hames hazeh. Why do you allow this dead dog over there to curse Adoni HaMelech, my ruler, the king? Ebrono, I'll go over to the other side there for Sirah Esrosha, and I'll just remove his head. Like that. That's what I'm going to do. Vayoyme HaMelech. What did the king say? David HaMelech. Ma li v'lochem b'nei Tzuriah. What did it bother us and you, you children of Tzuriah? Ki yikal, this cursing. Ko yikal, let him curse. Ko Hashem oma loy kalel es David. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go and curse David. He's not doing it of his own accord. He might think he's doing it of his own accord, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed him. Umi yoyma, and who will say, Madua osisokim, why is he doing this? Vayoyma David ha'avishai ve'avodom, hinei b'ni asher yotze mimei, my son who has come from me, mevakesh is now, she wants to kill me. Ve'avki ato ben hayamini, and now also this, Benjaminite fellow also wants to curse me and throw stones at me. Hanicha leave him the akalel ki omar le Hashem, and perhaps ula yira Hashem ba'oni HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see my affliction v'heishiv Hashem nitzovatak kelosi ayom hazeh. And so he went on. David HaMelech's reaction So this guy, Shimi ben Gera, cursing him, was very simply, leave him alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has instructed him to curse me. Yeah.
But on his deathbed, doesn't he say?
On his deathbed, he tells Shlomo, "Osisu kechoch mosecha."
Well, hint.
What? There is another shmuz about that. Exactly why? Because Vaked, the fact that he sees that that David would see Shimi alive every time he sees him, he will remember the ovoin for which Shimi was cursing him. Vaked, it will bring him to do tshuva. As I took the Rambana, the Chaim Friedlander, and others, that's as well. Okay, we've got good reactions tonight. Right. No, normally give a shit and everyone's half asleep, so we'll
get away with all these things.
we're there tonight. Good? Okay. So what he says is Azoim. He says that if you turn over to Zion, Toflam Tessin, Zion. Anything that happens to a person,
page nine.
Anything that happens to us from any other person, you've got to be able to see the hand of God there. Somebody who receives a decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through someone else. Sorich liros possess Yad Hashem Yisperach Shegia Eilov Al Yad Shaliach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of hitting you directly, has sent an agent along to do it. Why he sends this person as opposed to any other person? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Zakai Zikoy Aide Zakai V'choy Aide Chaya. He's got his own reason for choosing that individual. Their Loshon Sefer Chinuch, which we just quoted, the Isra Sikkim, Shosha Mitzvah, Shiyeda Odom Yitzhak Liboy, just to go to again quickly, whatever happens to Mitzvah Vavro, who Sibo Shatova Olam Meis Hashem Yisbarat, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who Miyada Odom Yad Ish Ochiv, as the HaKadosh Baruch Hu said and after Noach, Lo Yir Dova Bilti Yitzhak Hashem Baruch Hu. Al Kain, therefore, Kishit Sareyu Oyechaveh, or the person pains him or causes him harm, Yeda Benafsha, he should know, as I said before, lav dafka avoynoisov, because we'll see there are other causes as well. That person can be lav dafka oynish for what something's wrong. For Hashem yisbarach goza alecha b'kach, the Moshe has decreed this. For lo yoshis machshavto, you shouldn't think his thought linko mimenu to take revenge. Ki hu, because that individual einoy sivas ro'osoy, he is not the cause of the evil that's befallen you. Ki ha'ovayn, the original sin that you did, or whatever other was the reason of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the cause. U'kemosho omar David ha'melech ha'vashem, hanichu lo v'yikalel, ki omar lo Hashem. Tolo ha'inyan, David ha'melech, put this back to his own sin, but lo b'shimim ben geyo. That's the chinuch. So k'teikaizon. Bama shekoyre lo'odom, that which happens to an individual through his chaver, his friend, somebody else, he doesn't like him too much, but it's a chaver. There are shloshim abotim. There are three ways of examining what has happened and three reactions to it. So he says like this. So that which, number one, is what has happened to him, which is relative to him. He's got a punch on the nose, he's got a nosebleed. His car has been damaged because his fellow decided to run into it. Whatever happens, a window has been, his house has been broken because the fellow threw a stone at it. Whatever it is, matnish dois, person or his property, that is negeh, can do, as we mentioned in the chinuch. Number two is the base, mash negeh lechaveiroi. The person who did this. Zeh hacheshbon, listen to this. Zehu hacheshbon shel chaveiroi beinoi lebein koinoi. That number two, the fellow who threw the stone, the fellow who punched him on the nose, he has got a cheshbon to deal with the Ribbono Shel Olam. You have been over an Issa D'Oraisa, you've caused someone harm, and therefore you need to be punished or you need to do something. But that is not my geschäft. That's his geschäft with the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has done something wrong. He shouldn't have done it. The Ribbono Shel Olam will deal with that, not deal with me. And number three, V'yesh Mabat Shlishi, is this one, the Masha Toiro Chayva Oisi, Oizichsa Oisi. In the situation which I find myself now, I've got a broken window, I've got a damaged car, which was done to me by this other person, have I got any legal rights?
No.
Or there's no legal right for me, or zichso is it? Or can I claim money from him, compensation, etc.? Klapi chaver. Kegoin, possibly, even loichia choisoi. To call him up and say to him, you are a naughty fellow, you did this to me, why did you do this to me? Think that. He's caused me damage. Perhaps I can take him to the Beis Din and demand compensation for the damage that he's caused me. This first one is Nadoshka, if he stole something from me, or to get the payment back from what he's done damage to me. The Yesh, and now sometimes, the Torah gives me a right. Ein loy olav ela taruma, so the Gemara Bava Metzia quotes here. K'moy zuchus momen sh'azulas tzoyech lefatzois oisi oroitze lesalikes tatarumois. Rabbi Yisrael Salanta says, if something does bad, someone's done bad to me, there are occasions which the Gemara says, I can have and I'm legally entitled not to claim any money, not to claim compensation, I can't take him to court, but I can have a complaint against him. I can go to his house, I can write him a letter, Dear Chaim Yankel, I am entitled to make, according to the Torah law, I'm entitled to make a complaint against you and your behavior. Therefore, you should come and you should be mafias me, you should come and find appeasement to me, you should come and ask for mechila. But in the cases, Zuktev Yisrael Salanta, in the cases where the Torah, the Gemara, the Halacha does not give me that right, I haven't even got a right to complain. So it go up from no right to complain to a level of complaint, to an ability to be able to claim money, to have a right to claim back what he did, the damage to me, in return. Or I can actually take him to Beis Din and get him punished with Malkus, or whatever it is that is necessary. So I've got different stages of reactions through to this fellow, but all of them based on the Torah law as applied to the case what happened here. Where there is no law in the Torah at all, not even to complain, I can't do anything about it at all. In other words, I've got to examine Masha Beini Lebein Asmi, what has been between me and myself. Why did this happen to me? Do a self-examination, a self-introspection. Why did this happen to me? Have I done something wrong? Did I do something wrong? Did my mother do something wrong? My father did something wrong? My children did something wrong? The situation is such that I should have had. We have to then start working out on oneself why it should happen. But I cannot in any sense, number two, take out a cheshbon with him, because he's got his cheshbon with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam will look after him.
But the two could coexist, that you could have a time against him if he stole something from you.
That I'm allowed to take him to court.
Right. And but to get back. At the same time you're saying you should reflect why he picked on you to take your...
Yes, that's right, yes. Yeah, that's two things, yeah. Two separate things. Because where I'm not allowed to complain against him, I've got no legal redress at all to him, then I can't do anything with him at all. Nothing at all. If the dog comes up and bites someone in the street, and I don't know whose dog it is, what dog it is, what am I going to do with the dog? He's run away. Gone. Nothing I can do.
Well, like with Shoimrim, if it's an Oines, he's not liable to compensate for me if I left something with him.
Oh, you mean just the normal case of Shomrim? Yeah.
So you're saying, in that case, the fact that he's lost the article and for which he's not liable,
yeah.
I still have to ask myself...
What? Yeah? What brought about this loss? We'll come to that in Yitzchem next week, to be continued on that score. Why and what could be the causes or the basis for a person losing something or getting damaged?
Once to be compensated, you're not allowed to have any more times against him.
If it depends on what the halacha says, yeah. If it's been compensated, finished, end it. That's it. Can't have a grudge against him. There's no such thing. They're bearing a grudge against anyone. A sikkim or a sitta. So that is what I'm showing you. That's right, yeah. So if we just look at number ches very quickly, because Gam has saved him. Because also, this only doesn't only apply to the individual. He says, Gam ha-soivivim es mi, shema'aseh Hashem yisporach magia elo. If a person is in the same chabura, according to chabura, as an individual who's either had something good happen to them or something bad happen. We're talking all the time about bad things happening. We haven't talked about good things happening. And good things happen as well. The Bosh have been good things along as well. So that even as we judge good and bad, so therefore the good things happen. So not only is the good person, the person's got to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but this guy doesn't even mention this at all. That's taken for granted. But even the Chabura who are around him, who also either can become happy because the other fellow is happy, his wife has had a baby boy and everything is good, to Mazel Tov, going to the bis, Echmim Simcha as well. The fellow down the road who knows nothing about it, has got no Simcha whatsoever because he's not involved, but the people who get the Simcha because somebody else in their Chabura has Simcha, also have to ask themselves, what do we do to deserve this Simcha? And conversely, if there's a Tzar to Yenem, and I belong to that Chabura, I feel his Tzar, therefore, I am Betzah as well, not to the level that he is, but I am Betzah as well. Here, somebody threw a brick through his window. Hey, Nebuch, poor fellow. Had the Geneva, Nebuch, poor fellow. I feel it, man. So I'm also, in this some respect, getting something which is Tzah. I'm getting a pain. Although it didn't happen directly to me, indirectly, I am involved in the same Tzah. So I've also got to do introspection as to why did I have that tsar? Only to that level that I had it. When here's a bad thing, and it took me there a little, why? So this is Gamlahem Mechuvenes Yad Hashem's brother. We said at the beginning that anything bad that happens is directed to the individual. It's not stamas or invelta, right? It's directed. So therefore it's Mechuvenes. Ki Mishpate Hashem et Sotku Yachto. That the difference that they talk about here, the difference between the human court and the Ribbono Shel Olam's court. In the human court, they judge the ganav and say he's got to go into prison for 10 years. They don't take any consideration of his wife and his children, what's going to happen to them, and all the other things that in the saviva of them. When the Ribbono Shel Olam is Sotku Yachto, the Ribbono Shel Olam takes into account everything that is going to happen to the individual, plus everything that happens to his wife and family and to his chaverim and to the chabura and to everyone as well. All are up to a level involved in that as well. And the din, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, also affects them as well. Why? We have to come to him, Yitzchak. But also then, this is, Kopratu prat bahem matim la'amitoi tzikotoi. To HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzidkos. V'akol mechuvon u'miyuchot. And everything is directed and personalized to anyone who it actually reaches. And even indirectly, that for everyone in that chaviv chabura and the surrounding who tzerch lahagish also has to see Yad Hashem Yisbach drop off. Not just oi, I've got a simcha because Yenna had a baby. Why? What have I done to deserve the simcha? Where do I come in here? What's happened to me? V'lilmoy mizeh ma'ashinegeh le'atzmoy ul'hitzpalel al tzar chaveiroi. And if it's taka tzar, he's got to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Ibn Shalom take Yenem tzar away. As the Gemara says, ka'al tzar atzmoy, ka'al efshel levakish le'rachmim al chaveiroi v'loi bekish is nikra rosha, is nikhaita. So in other words, not only does the Ibn Shalom's direction to an individual, but also to all the Saviva as well. It's all encompassing as it stands.
How far does Saviva go?
What?
How far?
How many people feel it? The moment a person is out of that Saviva, doesn't feel it, he's out of the Saviva. Yeah. You could say that he doesn't feel it because he's a hard-hearted person, doesn't, or because he doesn't have a connection with him. What's my connection with him? His wife has a baby? No, he's not that. I don't know my life. He's not going to wake me up at night. Wherever it is. And for Kert and Tsar, it's also the same thing.
Can you ever use the expression then the person,
but
an innocent party?
Yes.
Is there ever an innocent party when things happen?
The innocent party?
When
Tsar happens, no. There's
what does innocent mean?
If somebody feels the Tsar from Yenem, then he's not an innocent party. Fakir just proves it.
Yeah,
there has to be some. When we say, by the way, we're using the term innocence, as I said before, and he used the term ovoin, we'll come to it in Yetzer Hashem, that there's not necessarily the only cause for one's involvement in pain or damage or harm is because I have sinned. A tzaddik, the tzaddikim still around, who feel the tzar of everyone,
mm-hmm.
and not because they're avoiners. there's some other criteria involved here in this. No, to be
continued. Yes,
square.
Square. Square. Square.